Continue now with the halachas, halachas brachas, very important halachas. Remind me then this year. I'm not going to see. When a person eats food, besides making a bracha shayna, when he finishes eating, he has to make a achrayna. How long afterwards, if he didn't make right away bracha achrayna on the food, how long does he have afterwards to make a bracha achrayna? And if there's a chilek, if he makes a maitzi, or chilek if he biches mein shalosh, if he has to take al nichya, al geffen, al piyaitz, or bay nefashis, how long does he have afterwards to make a bracha achrayna? Is there a chilek what type of bracha achrayna? And also, is there a chilek if it's a chila muetis, he eats only a small amount, or a chila meruba, he eats a lot? That's a bracha achrayna. What about bracha v'shayna? Let's say some people that come to office in the morning and they drink, have a big jug of coffee. They take a zip here, a zip there throughout the day. How long breaks between do you have to, maybe if it's a long break, maybe you have to make a bracha achrayna? Or again, you have to make it a bracha v'shayna. How far apart can you be not to make another bracha v'shayna again? Or does it make a difference? If I drink at 9 o'clock, then I drink at 11 o'clock. Is it halacha like bracha achrayna or not? That's what we'll be discussing today in this year. The Mishnah says in Masechta Bracha, it's the Nahal from Beis, Ad Masa Mevarach. Until when do you make your bracha achrayna? So he says, Ad Kidei Sheisachal HaMazon Shevameyav. Until he digests, Ad Sheisachal HaMazon Shevameyav, until he digests the food in his stomach. The Gemara, and that's the Mishnah in the Nahal from Beis. The Gemara in the Gimelon Beis of Bracha says, Kama Sheiko. What's the zman of digestion? Amr Rabbi Yochanan calls man she'einai rav. As long as he's not hungry, he's still not considered digesting, he still can make a bracha achrayna. Rosh Lakish Amr calls man she'yitzma machmas iglasai. He starts getting thirsty of what he wants to eat again. So Gemara asks the kasha. Mi Amr Rosh Lakish hachi? The Rosh Lakish say that as long as you're not thirsty for the food again, you still can continue eating. What's the shear of digestion? With the shear of 4 milam, which will take on right now, that's 72 minutes. So you have only to set up to 72 minutes. So Gemara answers, like kasha. Kam b'chil meruba, kam b'chil meretis. Depends how much you're eating. Are you eating a lot or eating a little? So there's a important machlokes yishanim. To Rashi and Tosfos, what is the Gemara answering? Rashi says, achil meruba is dal milim. That means that if you eat a lot, you have until 72 minutes to make a bracha achrayna. So vice versa, that's achil meruba if you eat a lot. But if you eat a little, and so come down first of all, according to that. If you eat a lot, the bracha achrayna you have until dal mi, you have only 72 minutes. And no matter if you're full, you have only 72 minutes. However, that's if you eat a lot. But vice versa from Rashi, if I eat a chilabet, a small amount, I take a small amount of food, then the share of digestion of the ishiriko is less than dal milan. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos argues. Tosfos mamish the opposite. Tosfos says, Achil meruba, haino ad shu tzomei. Until he's thirsty. You know, it could be up to 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. We'll soon talk about more of that later. It's a lot more than dal milan. But achil mehetis is dal milan. So the minimum, if you have a snack, you have 72 minutes. That's Shitas Tosfos. So contact court to Tosfos, Achim Rubber can be many shots until he feels hungry. And until that's man, you can make a bracha achrena. That's the machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, and we'll see soon that we pass through our shittas Tosis. The Mechaba in Arachayim Simen Kufpei Dalet. The Arachayim says in Kufpei Dalet Sifhei. This is the Lashon Mechaba. Ad Emasai Yachal Levarach. To when can you still make a bracha achrena? Ad Shisachal Hamazon Shemeyev. Until you digest the food. The Kama Shurai, and what's that amount? Kozman Sheinirah Machmasai Zechila. As long as he doesn't feel hungry, he still feels food in his stomach. He doesn't feel hungry. Umishah Zeh, this is all the Lashon Mechaba. Umishah Zeh, Mishah Shehitzka Liyayis Rav, and time he starts feeling hungry, Alpha Pishalei Sachal Dayin Lagami, even didn't digest it completely, but once he starts feeling hungry, because digestion is a lot later, as soon as he starts feeling hungry, Kinesachal Lagami Danin Alei. Don't wait, Mamash, till he finishes digest all food, because that could take 5-6 hours or more than that. We'll soon talk about that. But even less than that, once you start feeling hungry, even at that desolate, that considered, you can't make any more bracha achrena. So pashtis, we're talking about mitzi. So the mechaba says, v'chei nami, the same halacha applies when you pay us, leading fruits, ishtiyas yayin, drinking wine, and ainei rav, like tzoma, if he's not hungry, he's not thirsty, v'tov, like some peyres, if he's not hungry or thirsty yet for those favors, yivarach in any day of a shah at Misachi. You still make a bracha achrena. And the Mishavur speaks out in Sifkat and Yutes. That says, the likes of Paris, he says, Lav Dafka. As long as you want, Elak, Shayna Tov, the Shum Paris. Any fruits. It's a simon, he's still not hungry yet, he wants to eat more fruit. Then says he's not in the Sakha yet, and he still can make a bracha achrena. However, the Mechaba doesn't say about Shia Dalminim. Doesn't mention a word about Dalminim. The Gemara says about Dalminim. But the Mechaba doesn't say a word about Dalminim. If it's by Chil Mehetes, Vichil Ruba, he doesn't go into the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis.
Can the diners repeat water and Gefen, Reina Fischos, and Rosh Hashrona? What's the difference?
There's no difference. No difference. Vaisis Mechaba is no difference. If I had bread, or had cake, add liquid.
Wine and water.
Water we didn't talk about. I'm not talking about water. Water is different sheet by itself. Shall even a bracha shen on water. We'll talk about that. It's not for today. Right. So anyway, so the Mechaba doesn't say a word at all about chilum or etzes or chilum. Doesn't say a word about shir dal milim. By chilum or etzes or chilum ruba. However, it's a machlokes mogen avraham and taz. The Mogen Avraham speaks out in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet in Sif Kontes. He brings down a drum that says the Shir Eko by Achil Mehetis is the Shir of Dalet Milim, which is Shal Chaimish, which is 72 minutes, like Shitas Taisis. In other words, we pass him like Shitas Taisis, because according to Shitas Rashi, Achil Meruba is Dalet Milim, and Achil Mehetis is even less than that. So the Mogen Avraham ends off. Since all the Paiskim, including the Mechaba, didn't mention the Chilotin, Mechilim Mohetes, Mechilim Mohetes or Chilim Eruba, because why did the Mechaba mention that? Because that's according to Ashlokish. We pass it according to the Mahog Mohetes going according to Ashlokish. But we have a cloud, whenever it's Achlokis and Bierchan Ashlokish, you go back to Ashlokish. We go back to Bierchanan. And Rabbi Yechon didn't say anything about Chilim Mohetes or Chilim Eruba. So may this tell you if you're hungry or not. That's the Shita of the Mogen Avraham. However, the Taz argues on the Mogen Avraham, and he holds like this, that Chilim Mohetes, this B'chad, Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish don't argue. The Kuli Yama by Chilim Mohetes is Dal Milim, like Shita Stasis, that Chilim Mohetes is always 72 minutes. In other words, if I eat a small snack, I have to 72 minutes. Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish are only arguing the Achil Meruba. If I eat a lot, how long do I have? According to Rabbi Yechon, Kozman, he doesn't get hungry yet. He can still eat. He can still bake a bracha achrena. Once he feels hungry, it's too late. He lost the bracha achrena. According to Shlokish, Kozman, that he's not thirsty yet, he can still make a bracha achrena. and Rechava passes like a Biachanan. Like all machlokes of Biachanan Shlokesh, the halacha is like a Biachanan. And the Rechava is talking only by Achim Ruba. Kuchachilim Uetas, it's always 72 minutes and that's it. A Dalamirim, which is 72 minutes, and that's it. Right, Paiskim, hold like the Taz. Who are the right Paiskim? Hold like the Taz. The Mishneh Berurah, in Sifkat and Ches, over there in Kuf Peidal, Sifkat and Chof, he says, the Shia Achim Uetas is Kedei Shia Dalamirim, which is 72 minutes. The Vada before 72 minutes, the food is not digested yet. And Sedmik speaks out to be Halacha in Maslim. And there he quotes it. It's not only, where does he get his sack from? Like we hold like the Taz. He brings down familiar rabbi like that. Mokin Geborim like that. It's very so Mishnayis. And Mesechta Brachas like that. That the share of Zman that he's robbed is more than Dal Milam. So a person eats a Chil Meruba, he has more than Dal Milam. And Sedmik speaks out to Archashogan and Sif Katan Ches. Until the Shir Dal Milim is for sure, you can make a bracha achrayna on anything you eat, even no matter, and doesn't make the difference the amount of what you eat. And the same thing speaks out the Sefer same bracha. He quotes from Bel Yashiv that with Samech and Dalamaisa, that for sure you have 72 minutes. Only question is more than 72 minutes. But 72 minutes, if you don't make a bracha achrayna anything you eat, you still can make a bracha achrayna. Yeah.
Let's say a person is drinking wine in the Mizonos. After 72 minutes, for example, he's thirsty but not hungry, or he's hungry but not thirsty.
So that's the machlokes of Yochanan Shlokesh. Okay? Alright? Okay. So, according to the Shitas,
what do you do?
We all like a Yochanan. That we go bust to the Eichel.
Geffen,
we'll see later. Geffen's chal different halacha. Drinking is the chal different halacha. We go back to the eating. Okay. Right? So right price can hold like the Taz. Even though there are some shitas that hold like the Mogavram by the Achilu Mehetis, if you had a small snack, it's less than 72 minutes. Who holds like that? Like the Mogavram. The Vosh speaks out in Kuf Pei Dal, Sifkot Nehei. The Chayadam in Klal Nun, Sifkot Nechav Gimel. The Shulchan Acharav in over there in Kuf Pei Dal and the Sifkot Gimel. He says, "Shvichayshes shvira magar Avram, and you should not make a bracha achrayna al sof brach zahakel." However, the Kafachayim speaks out in Sifkon Chavtes, even according to Shiras Magar Avram, who helps by Achilu Moetes, you don't have 72 minutes. However, if, within a half hour for sure is okay. He says, "The Shir Chati Shah." And the same thing I saw in the Sefer, the same bracha, on page 157, he calls the same thing. From Abiyashiv, like the according to the Mogavram, he knows he holds 72 minutes, but Mogavram, you have at least a half hour. And Sendik speaks out the Sefer of Zaysa Bracha, and page 50, he quotes also the same thing from Abiyashiv. You have the minimum a half hour, for sure you can make a bracha according to all Shitas. And it's Dalzu, and if you hold like the Taz, you hold like the Mogavram, you have at least a minimum of a half hour according to everybody. However, the Mishneh Berurah speaks out in Sifkon Chav, if a person cannot be Mishar, he's not sure, did I digest? Sometimes he's not sure. Did I digest? Am I hungry or not? Sometimes people are not sure if they're the food, if they digested the food or not. And it's still within 72 minutes, the Chatchila, to be Yaitz, if you want to be Yaitz, Chaladeis, the best thing is, he should eat again at Kazayis now. And then afterwards, he should make a bracha achrayna right away. But let's say if he doesn't have what to eat now, or he doesn't want to eat now, then you can send him on the shita sataz, and the people who like the taz, you can make a bracha achrayna. If you have achilu moetes, you have until 72 minutes. So at least you have, we hold the dina with 72 minutes. But the best thing to do, to be able to all shitas, because you see Mishneh Berurah in a number of places, is chayshish shalil for shita samog avam. In Kuf Pei Dalet, and Kuf Tzadik Sivches Vais says he's Shtikol Choshesh like the Mogan Avram. So Maisa Adina Lechatzchila, you should always try to do Bracha Achrayna right away. But if you didn't do it right away, at least within a half hour. If you can't do it within a half hour, the best is to drink and not eat another Kazayis to make a Bracha Achrayna, or if you can't or don't want to eat another kedayis again, then you have until 72 minutes to eat until to be that's called that's a shita sataz, which most achrayim hold like. You have 72 minutes for chilum uetus. You can have up. You have up to 72 minutes. Let me just finish this. What? However, Ladina, if a person, let's say Ladina, if a person is eating a small amount, let's say he's on a diet, or he just wants to have a small snack, so it's a chilum uetus, and he forgot to make right away a bracha achreina, it's better to make a bracha achreina within a half hour, and if it's 1.5 hour, you still can make a achreina until shir dal minim, which is right paiskim. And it's better to eat something now, like we just mentioned that. Yes, okay. What? No, without bracha shana. We'll talk about that later. You answer Rosh Hashanah. We hold the bracha shana could be. It doesn't make a there's no shir of bracha shana.
Even if you pass
the. Even if you pass 72. That's how we hold. We'll get to that. Machlokes.
And what's a shir moetis? What does it mean?
A small. You don't fill yourself up. Shir moetis, you're just a snack. You don't even fill yourself up with it.
Person?
Huh?
Depends on a person.
Yeah, of course. A big person needs a lot more. A small person doesn't need as much. You know what I mean? Depends on the person. Each person. Shir moetis means you're not. You don't get full from the meal. You are from this what eating. You can have a bag of potato chips. You have the family size, you get full from it. You have the small bags, you don't get full from it. Some people can get full from the small bag. It depends on the person. We'll get to that. I'm talking now, right now, I'm concentrating on Bracha Achreina. Soon we'll talk about Bracha Achreina.
Is it measurement for the time you finish eating the bread in the meal or the desserts?
Dessert, last thing you ate. You count the 70 from last thing you ate. Let's say you eat the beginning of your meal. You start at 12 o'clock. Your Shabbos lunch. Start at the beginning of your meal, 12 o'clock lunch. And then, you know, you make a break after the chant. You sing some zmiras, your shmuras, and so on. And then after you have a dessert. And then you have a big break after the dessert. Then it depends. Usually a chant is a chil meriba, right? So as long as you don't feel hungry, guys, you have a couple hours. We'll talk about it. I'm trying to get to that right now. All right. Yes.
Sorry, I'm just curious. Where does 30 minutes come from?
Where did he get it from? I don't know.
Okay.
He gave a sheer 30 minutes.
Dollar mil.
Huh? Dollar is not 30 minutes. 72. 72 is dollar mil. Where did he get it? I don't know, but that's at least I saw someone say sheer.
Okay.
No one's, he's the only one I saw say chil mat is 30 minutes. Okay. No one says a sheer. All right. Damn it, Hashulchan and Sif Katan Zion and Sif Katan Ches. Says first person, even when a chilum ruba, we say a chilum ruba, you have more than 72 minutes. The Hashulchan speaks out in two places, in Sifkat Zion and Sifkat Ches. Better always a person should be makpid even by a chilum ruba, not to make more than 72 minutes, make more than dal minim. Why? Because it's hard to tell what's called shiriko, what's called digestion. That it's hard to define it. So neither not even by a chilum ruba. Therefore, it's best always to be makbid to try to make the bracha achreina within 72 minutes. In Amazon, that's also before like that, like the Hashulchan says it. Vices from Mishnah Berurah like that also. Mishnah Berurah speaks out in the Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Katan Yud Ches. He says someone who goes to Suda that's nimshach a long time. They say go to Achasana that they eat many hours and sometimes they start dancing then and sometimes. There's a long break. Sometimes it can be 2-3 hours break. It should be shir nisachal. So you have to be careful. It should be try to make the bracha to bench within 72 minutes. Normally most dancing are not 72 minutes. But sometimes you go to a place where drushes. There's a famous story. They had this whole Suda, and people got to speak of one Joshua, second Joshua, third Joshua, and so on. So Rabbi Zivil was there. Rabbi Zivil got up, and he was known for his outspokenness. So he got up, and one of the Joshua says, everyone should eat kazais now. Because this is Shiriko soon. All right. So you have to be careful. When you eat Machim Ruba, Once comes Shir Ikol, then you can't make a bracha achrei anymore. But after the Yevet, the person had a chil meruba, and he's not magish rav, he doesn't feel hungry, so the Sefer Zayis HaBracha, in page 51, quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, you still can make a bracha samazin, or any bracha achrei, it's no difference. No difference if you wash the mitzi, or you eat potato chips, or you eat the zaynus, doesn't make a difference. You have until dalad the hay shoyz. Normally, a person who eats a lot, you have $2 shoyz. And from many price game, vice case, you even have 6 hours. Why? If you look in the Behetiv, the interesting Behetiv, in Kuf Pei Dalet, in Saif Sifkot Nches, he said the Shi'ikol is 6 hours. Because that's the Shi'ikol you have between Batsa B'chalov. So he says you have the same shear. Because it's a machlekes ha-paiskim, where do you go about the sheikol? Do you go about the beginning of the digestion, or are you completely digestion? For mishmur and mishmur in sifkan yitches, and the bi'alacha, the ramaschulim, nocha shuchan, right, so you go about the beginning of digestion. So maybe we hold, according to them, it's better to do it in dal milim. So maybe you cover your basis. Since you're not bucky, what's considered the beginning of equal or not? But however, there are days that hold, like the Behetiv. Who is that? The Machsashekel, there in Sim Kufay Dalid, the Placey, in Yaridea, Sim and Peites, Sifkot and Gimel, the Mariksia, the Yavitz, over here on the Sim and Sim Kufay Dalid, and also Vices on that from Chuas Masham, in Chedeches, and the Sim and Sam and Gimel, he learns that Shat and Mogang Avram. And the same thing speaks out, the Mukhe Arachayim, that's the Munkacher Rebbe, in Simon Arachayim, Simon Tophayim Dalad. He says, on this, the Samech and all the Rebbe's, but they have the Tishin Shal Shudas, sometimes the Tishin could go 3-4 hours. And only then they bench afterwards, and they don't not time anything. There's no Gzais left, they wouldn't eat Elder Shurayim, there's nothing there. So still you have that, still you have those amount of hours. So, but the end, you have what to be Samech on. So the chatchila, the dina, your person should wear be marked with 72 minutes, imachim beruba. But if not, he has some shitas to hold 4 or 5 hours. He has some shitas 6 hours. So b'shas etzchak, you have with semach as long as you don't feel hungry yet. You don't feel sheik. You don't feel hungry yet. You should be zar not to come with dekach.
What about the yekis that digest their food in 3 hours?
Yeah, yekis are no different than anyone else. Yakis don't digest food at all. Yakis, it's a sheer equal digestion. Every person digests the same amount. Okay, you're not talking you're yaki, not yaki. The only thing is, when you get yaki, about 3 hours. Okay, the reason why they get 3 hours, it's a pichadash. Pichadash, because if you look in the Gemara and Chulin, when it discusses about the sheer team between milk and meat, there he said, the Gemara says, the shir ben suda la suda. Doesn't say 6 hours. So what's the shir ben suda la suda? So most of the Ramah learns, today, shir ben suda suda is 6 hours. That's how we get 6 hours. That's how we pass him. However, there's a prechadish that says that not, sometimes the shir ben suda is less. For instance, Shabbos, much in the winter time. You have sometimes it's 3 hours from one suda to the next suda. So Mela, since the Ashit is all 3 hours, there's 3 hours that. So Mela, you have 3 hours. That's when you get the Shid, the Yekis get 3 hours. We don't pass them like that. It's a Pichadosh, but the Ramah says Ladina, and the Shas says, that's Chenyesh Lahiris, 6 hours. There are some people that keep 5.5 hours, 5 hours and 31 minutes. Some people keep 5 hours and a minute. But the Maisa, it's a Shita Sarambam, because Rambam says Kishay Shois. So Shai, what Ram means, it means 5 hours and a minute, 5 hours and 31 minutes. But Lamaisa Ladina, we don't hold, Ladina, we shouldn't hold like that. Ladina should keep 6 hours, and like the Shah speaks out, and most places speak out, keep 6 hours. Yeah. In fact, there's even a Shah and Paiskim, if you're not short 6 hours, you say, Zadova Sheshe Matirim. That's a different machoikos, I think we won't discuss about it in the Shia.
Well, that's your vehicle then.
Huh?
So then waiting between both and both is all right. That's not a
Shia. Huh? But one of the reasons why you wait 6 hours is because of Shir Ikol.
But there's other reasons too.
Yeah, right, because the teeth and so on, right. But the one of the reasons is because of Shir Ikol.
Have to be mopped in nether if they weren't from Lakewood.
Huh?
In Lakewood, they only do 5.5.
That's a Baron Cutler held like the Rambam. Right. But the Maisa, the Moshe, and most Achrayim say not like that.
So you have to be Matir Nether?
If you have a minigra family, 6 hours, you want to keep like Lakewood now, then...
If a boy goes to Lakewood.
Yeah.
Now,
but most of the time, 6 hours anyway.
No?
No?
The reason why they do it. So
what, does the sheet?
The scheduling is not 6 hours.
I don't know. I think they have to be Matir Nether. Yes, me, if you go to Lakewood and keep 5 hours, 31 minutes, you have to be Matir Nether because it's not the Minigri family. I'm surprised that Kanoim and Lakewood didn't make a whole mapech over there. Huh?
Instead of
Ruban.
Alright.
But they eat a kzayis at the beginning of the meal.
That's the
I don't know. But if they have a chilmu, if they have a chilmu like this.
The rabbi has a chilmu.
Well, no. Didn't they eat their meal at home and then go to the tish?
Yeah, he says a lot of people eat the meal at home, then they go to the tish. They do it for seder. They do it for other times.
Depends by the tish.
Yeah.
But they eat beforehand.
They already eat their meal. Right?
Well, if they want to eat something, they might as well go home because when they eat at the tish, they're not going to get much there. So if it's only at the home, if it's only at the tish, that's mechila. You're right. Then you have 72 minutes. You can't wait for such a thing. So I guess in Munkach over there, everyone had mechila meruba. Or they had to talk. He was talking about the Seder there, so could they maybe different there? I don't know how it was there.
Once you're past the Ikra Shita for 72 minutes,
yeah.
So you're in the
Suffolk. Once you're 72 minutes, if it's a Chilam Muatis, means you're not full yet. Then you have 72 minutes. Chilam Ruba, then most part the Chloikas Tazmo Ravon. We paskin. You have even until you feel digesting. Just the Mishtabura and the Chashulchan and other Chayim say today people are not bucky what's called Shi Iko. So maybe to cover your basis, make sure you bench before, or you say Baruch HaChrein before 72 minutes.
I'm saying, well, afterward, if in Wise and Son of Baruch HaHakel, we just say if you're done, you can't.
What?
Why don't we say Baruch HaHakel? Yeah. And after 72 minutes, you're done. You can't make a Baruch HaChrein.
Yeah, but the mice people don't, even after 72 minutes, the people they still feel the food in the stomach. There's no Iko.
So even you fast it like. Oh, because
you still feel food in the body. You had a regular lunch. You had a good lunch or good supper. You don't feel, after 72 minutes, you still feel the food in your stomach.
Because it's Meruba.
Meruba, right, yeah. You feel hungry again. You take a snack, you feel hungry again. All right. Until now, we were discussing about eating. Now we'll talk about, and what's the shir, and how long is the shir eko? Now we'll talk about drinking alone. What's the shear for Bracha Achreina? Is it the shear of Dal Milim? You know, there's no difference between Achila Shtia. You also have 4 Milim. Or maybe the Shear Iko by Mashke, since you digest it faster. So maybe the shear, it's more that you digest it faster. So the man is less than, Dal Milim. Since the Mashke is easier to digest. So what's the shear? The Mechaber speaks out. In Simon Kuf Tzadik, in Sivbeis, he says, this is the Lashon. Ach esh eshasa kaisho bichas amazon. If the person benches, and he's using a kais of yayin, for bichas amazon, today, we don't do it today, but usually if you have a minion, normally by minion, shal shudah, so on, you have a minion, so then you make shevabachas, you have to shevabachas al kais. So now after you drink the kais, you have to make a bracha achreina after benching. So the Mechaber says, "Achas sheshasa kasha bichas amazin yivar bracha achas min shalosh." You have to say al gefen. So Mishmur speaks out in Sifkan Ches. This is his lashon. Vim daite lishtois aid. But that's only he's drinking this and that's it. Then you should make right a bracha achreina. But let's say his das is to drink more. Lo yivar acharav. He should make a bracha achreina right away. El b'sayv acharav mishiyase. He still plans to drink. After he finishes drinking, then he should make a bracha achreina. V'davka shedaita lishto miyad. Yavach yishlocha shemisako. But however, that's only if he's taking a second. Once he benches bichas amazon, alakais, he drinks some wine, and he doesn't make a big break in between. Then you wait until you do the second, finish the second drink. But let's say there's a break between the first drink and the second drink. So you shouldn't wait too long. Why? The avachi, eshlocha shemisako. He might digest it. The ikos shoshtia, ene shir gadol kokach. The ikah the digestion of drinking is not such a big shear. But it doesn't say an amount. It doesn't say a time. So mashma. So right says from the way the Mogavam and the Shita Sapaiskim explain the Machabed and Simon Kuf Tzadik. Right says by drinking, the shear ikal is less than Dal Minam. And Sandy speaks out the place in your idea, Simon Pei Gimel, Sif Katan Zayin. He says the shear ikal by Mashkin is more kill than from Eichlin. What is that amount? So again, I found that Kaf HaChayim speaks out in Sif Katan Chavtes. He says the shear is Chatzi Shah. Again, he says half hour. In other words, by drinking, you have until a half hour to make a Bach HaChayna. That's the Shita of the Mogavam, and vice versa, Mishmur, like that.
And water too?
Water too, yeah.
Wait, water is less
filling. Water doesn't make filling. Any drink is not filling.
Great nutrition.
I don't feel. Water we're going to talk about on the Shia by itself, because water has different chal, you make a Bracha Shaina, Bracha Achreina. I like to talk about a different Shia about it, okay?
The wine is, drink a little bit, right?
It's a little bit. Daruch HaShulchan, however, Daruch HaShulchan argues. Daruch HaShulchan in Siman, in Sifkan Zayin says, Mashke, Dina is like Shai Eichel. Just like you have 72 minutes for Eichel, you have 72 minutes for Mashke. And the same thing speaks out, the Mukai Archaim in Siman, the Munkach Rebbe, in Mukai Archaim in Siman Tofayin Dalet, he says, also in Mashke has 72 minutes. He talks about the dollar crisis, about making breaks, you know, between the first crisis and second crisis. So he says, you have 72 minutes. You have, he brings down to the shear 72 minutes. At least 72 minutes you have. The Dini says, he says it's even more. But the Maisi says, you have at least 72 minutes. And this is a lot. This is negated very much, this drinking. Person goes to work. He starts in the morning. He has a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, or a bottle of soda. And he drinks, he takes zips the whole time. He takes zips the whole time, throughout the day. And many times, he's thirsty in between also. And same thing in the summertime. Let's say a person goes outside, he takes along with him a bottle of water. Counts he's zipping, or he's running, or he has it on a bike. See people on the bike, they have a special thing that you can put a bottle of water there. So he takes zips of water the whole time. Or let's say someone does exercise. So why is he doing exercise? He doesn't want to get dehydrated. So he wants to drink some water or some coffee or tea or whatever it is. So the question is, why do you have to make a bracha achreina or not? And also, what do you do for bracha achreina?
Guy is saying there's no difference between water, coffee, tea, and soda?
There is no difference. But I like to talk about water especially. On the special shear, then.
So you can't make Kiddush or Abdullah or anything on
what?
You cannot make Kiddush or a Shabbos morning or Abdullah on soda or coffee.
I didn't say that.
No, I just said that. Is there a difference?
Difference got with Bracha. We're talking about Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Atreina. We're talking about
Chashivas.
There are differences, Chashivas, yes. On wine, you can certainly make.
No. I'm not talking about wine. I'm talking about water.
Water, you can't make. You can make Kiddush on.
Right, okay.
Tea and coffee, it depends on Hamam Medina. Hamam Medina, that's a Tullian. What's the drink of the land? It would seem to me, today's soda, you know, Moshe writes in Tshuva, he wrote that Tshuva in the 50s.
He wrote one Tshuva.
So there he writes clearly that the soda is like water. But the Maisa of Seif Yomav, he held that you could make a Kiddush on, but that's Bapeh, that's not Pesach. He held that you could make it, you can make Kiddush on soda, Pepsi, Coke, or something like that, anything carbonated drink. Coffee and tea, some people hold you could make. The drink of the land, I don't know, tea, maybe in Europe, in London, and something like that, that's maybe Hamam Medina. In America, I know people drink a lot of tea. Coffee, people drink. I don't know if it's Hamam Medina or not. I can't tell you. Some hold it's a Hamam Medina, some hold it's not a Hamam Medina.
So if you drink coffee all day, what do you do? You drink coffee.
Yeah?
All day.
What's it got to do with Kiddush?
No. About the Chashivas now, about the Racha Rishona and Racha Achrona.
All day. So that's what we're talking about right now. That's the Chashivas that we're talking about now. So Mela, if someone takes starts drinking in the morning. Go after he takes drinks and so on. So 1 second. So Gabi Bracha Achreina. First we're still talking about. We're talking about Bracha Achreina right now, no? No, we're talking about Shir Bracha Achreina for drinking. We're soon talking about Bracha Rishayna. We're talking about Bracha Achreina by drinking. So Mela, to be Yitzchak Holadeus, since it's a Shaila, to Yitzchak Holadeus, if you didn't make right away a Bracha Achreina Mashka, then you should try to drink it within a half hour, like the Kachaf Chaim says, to Yitzchak Holadeus. And if did that, then you can send on the Shittas HaShulchan, you have until 72 minutes to make a Bracha Achreina. Vaisos from the Kafa Chaim that he holds a half hour, you have a half hour, it's better to drink again another kais before Shir Vias, Bechtechius Pas, so maybe you can make a bracha chayna to be Yitzchak Holadeus. In the Sefer Zosa Bracha, and page 51, it says, Huadin, you're allowed to eat something else. Anything that makes it, that the bracha chayna is bona fascia, since you make a bona fascia on any type of drinks. So you're out to eat even something, eichel, even anything that you that the bracha chayna is by the farshis, and like that you pater up the mashka also. So it comes out maskana. If a person is drinking, is taking sit throughout all day, the chatzchila should drink a little bit every half hour. Every hour he'll take a zip within every half hour. So may it's maksilis man eichel. And if that's too hard for him, he can send it on the price game. You have until 72 minutes. With sincerity to drink to keep take zips to Gabi Bracha Achreina, and afterwards after 72 minutes, then you should not make a Bracha Achreina. You should drink a Revius. The last part he should drink is a Revius. The last drink. Oh, he has to drink a Revius sometime during the time. So let's say if he drank a Revius in the beginning. Then he doesn't have to drink kavias afterwards. Just to be exeda kafachayim, then you have to drink kavias. The kafachayim says you only have a half hour. So half hour to shalom bracha achreina, then you should drink kavias. According to everyone else who disagrees, according to our chashulchan, behold, you have 72 minutes for mashka like that. As long as you take zips within 72 minutes of time, even less than a kavias, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. Well, after 72 minutes is a problem already.
Okay, so after 72
minutes, the last sip or from the first sip? Last sip, from last sip. Last sip. You have 72 minutes and last sip.
So, whole 72 minutes,
you're sipping, even though it's not even big. Right, even though it's not Chiyus Pras, right.
It's still
Mistara from
your
soul. So, right, yes. That's the Gabi Bracha Achreina. Now, let's talk about
Bracha Rishayna. So, what happens at 73 minutes?
You have to make a bracha v'shena.
You can't make a bracha achreina. But if you have a coffee at
70, we're talking about bracha
achreina.
Okay. We're only talking about bracha achreina. Bracha v'shena was soon discussed.
Okay. So at 73 minutes, when you have coffee and you're done,
you can't make a bracha achreina anymore. That's it. You're not going to drink anymore. All right.
What if you're not sure when you're drinking?
What?
What if you're not sure?
Shh, 1 second, I can't hear.
If you're not sure,
yeah.
When you're drinking right now,
yeah.
If you're going to drink again in another 72 minutes, you may get interrupted, you may get sidetracked. So better to make a bracha achreina.
Well, so that's, we'll discuss that in a minute. Okay? That's on the list.
That's work.
I'm trying to get that. Okay? Yes?
You said you could keep sipping. A moment ago, what was the case when you said that according to the Kafa Chaim, it's better to have a shear?
If it's more than a half hour break,
yes,
then you can't make a bracha achreina anymore.
I know, but you could take, but if you take a sip, I see.
Okay. All right. Until now, we're discussing the gabi bracha achreina. Now we're talk about bracha rishayna. How much time you make a bracha rishayna in the morning? How much time to be semach on the bracha rishayna? Is it like a bracha achreina that the shir is dal milim? Or other shiurim we mentioned, or maybe bracha v'shena, you have a whole day. You make a shakel in the morning, you take zips throughout the day, and kozman, you want masir das from drinking, from eating or drinking, or is what is svato, the first bracha. And maybe you could drink even after Zman Rav, as long as you want Masich Das, or you didn't go outside, was a Shina Mokoyim, then you could not, you still could Samech on the first Bracha that he made. Again, it's Machoikas HaPaiskim. The Mogan Avram in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Seif Sif Kontaz says like this. This is Russian. Nearly, the Misha writes to lift Oshtei Achilais Oshnei Shtiais. If he wants to pot himself two drinkings or two eatings, Bishor Benesayim, he weighed between them Kadesh Yisachar Tzorach Lazarvach Vach Rishayna. If the Shia of Yisachar, if it's enough time, enough to digest, then you have to make again a Bracha Rishayna. So the Levush Yisrad on the Mogan Avram over there explains, even though he was a Masiach Das, but since it's a Sachal from the first drinking or eating or drinking, and said that then the halacha is you have to make it get a Bracha Rishayna. And the same thing speaks out the Mogan Avram and Kuf Tzadik, then in Sifkot and Gimel. And Mishabur brings it down the Dina, this Mogan Avram, and Kuf Pei Dalet, Sifkot and Yud Zayin. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there brings out quotes about Avram, but he says most Achrayim disagree with the Mogan Avram. The Aben Ezer, the Chachayim, Mogan Gibayim, they all argue on the Mogan Avram, and they hold the Bracha Shena could go for the whole day. Calls man as Nasir. The only Bracha Achrayim is Shiiko. Bracha Shena, you don't find it says Shiiko on Bracha Shena. So mainly you have all that. As long as you want Masich Das, you want Mishana Mokim, the din is Kisamer had the Bracha Rishayna made. Emerson, many Achrayim asked the Kasha and the Mogan Avram. That's Machma. That's a connected Rambam Mufurashis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. This is the Lashon Rambam. Im Daite Lazer Lecha Lishtois. If his intention is to continue eating or drinking, Afila Parsa Kol Hayoyim. Even though he made a break all day, Kulay Ain't Tov Oshenis. Let's say you had a 5-hour break. And then I want to drink again. I'm in the same room. I wait a long time. Still, you don't have to make again a Bracha Rishayna. And the Guinness Radim speaks out clearly that the Chachamim didn't say a Shia of Iko only got a Bracha Rishayna. The Tadach of Iko only got a Bracha Rishayna. A Bracha Rishayna, Kol Shadaita, Lecha, Lishtais, as long as the attention is to eat or drink, then the din is, even though you wait a long time between, more than shi'iko, you don't have to make a Bracha Rishayna. And same thing, the Chavadas, if you look at the Chavadas from Avadi Yosef, and Chayil Gvav, and Simi Ralph, he means that Kama Achreinim, that Shaloi Kama Gavam, like the Rambam Mufureshes. So it comes out, the Bracha Rishayna, a person drinks, it makes on a cup of coffee, or Shamashkim, and it could be gone the whole day. I could start out in the office, I take a sip of coffee, I drink, let's say, even a piece of coffee, and I start taking sips throughout all day. Kozman is not Masir Das from it, or it wasn't Mishana Mekaymai. The dinner is, you don't make again a Bracha Rishayna. Same thing also by eating. As I say, someone's eating, somebody likes to eat nuts, you know, these, what you call these sunflower seeds. Throughout the day, they have sunflower seeds, or these other type of cashew nuts, all these type of nuts that, you know, that you, the people are, like to enjoy eating. So the question is, they gnash throughout the day. As long as, I say, some people like chocolate, they gnash chocolate throughout the day. So, Bracha Rishayna, as long as you're not Masiach Das, the din is, the Bracha Rishayna goes on for the whole day. As long as you're not Masiach Das.
What's considered a whole day?
As long as you're in the office, all day. You start your office at 9, you leave at 5. Mm-hmm. So, the question is, do you make a Bracha?
Let's see home the whole day.
You're home all day. So you keep on gnashing all day. So the first bracha, you're making the morning. Let's say that's throughout the day. You make a bracha when you have breakfast. And you make a bracha when by benching, by supper. If you gnash all day.
What a siach does, I mean, if you're busy with so many different things, you're not thinking about eating all day.
Well, most people, you have a bag of pretzels in front of you. You keep on gnashing. It's in front of you.
But let's say you're not gnashing all day.
So it depends. You have to be honest with yourself. If you plan to continue to keep on gnashing, then you're not Masir Das. If you plan to take the bag, you put it away in the pantry, away, then you stop eating, you're Masir Das then. You have to know yourself. So normally, So it depends. You have to, what's in your mind? Masich Das means, I finished, I had my Nash, and that's it, finished. I'll have again a Nash 3 o'clock. Then you Masich Das. But when constantly I want to, whenever I have a chance, I take another bite and so on, you're not Masich Das.
What about, I'm going to drink coffee all day.
Huh?
I'm going to drink coffee all day.
Yeah.
And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to have a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one piece of fruit.
Yeah.
Do I make a bracha on a piece of fruit when I finish? I'm not getting more fruit.
That's a different machlokes. That's next year. Mitzvah Shem next year. Can Mitzvah Shem is palgina debur. In other words, I have an apple and I have a drink. And you make a bracha of fashas, right? Can I say I want my bracha of fashas to go on the apple, but not on the drink? It's a big machlokes of Paiskim. We'll talk about it. It's not enough time today. We'll not the next week. Yes. Not next week. No shiur next week. The following week. Okay. Yeah.
This bracha rishonim, which can last the whole day.
Yeah.
If you're having coffee and then you sit.
Let me just finish one idea. And I think it might answer your question. All right. There's an interesting bi'alacha that comes on with Stark and Chiddush. The bi'alacha Simon Kuf Tzadik Sivveis. He says, even though there are many apaiskim that argue on among Avram, you don't have to make a bracha rishonim, still, who says Yilati Master Bracha Achrona? If it's after Maniko, that means, let's say for instance I take a drink. I'll give you a marshal. I come to the office 9 o'clock in the morning. I drink a reverse of coffee, or soda, whatever it is, or tea. I drink a reverse, and then I'm going to take another drink about 2 hours from now. I'm not Masich Das, so now 11 I'm going to take a drink, but I drank a reverse beforehand. So even though for Bracha Shreina, yeah, like we said, we don't hold like the Maravim, you have all day, not as long as you're not Masich Das, but I'm losing out to Bracha Shreina. So Zokta B'Alacha, who says you're out to Masich Bracha Shreina? If it's after Zmaniko, if you first drank in the beginning. So therefore he says that you should make a Bracha Shreina, and then you'll have to make a Bracha Shreina again for next 11 o'clock when I want to drink again, and want to have another sip of coffee. And same thing speaks out like the B'Alacha, speaks out to Michas Yitzchak and Chelekei, then the Simon Kuf Beis, like the Bialacha. However, it comes according to Bialacha that way out from Bialacha, not to Bekachoina, is when you drink coffee, the first coffee, 9 o'clock in the morning, don't drink a vias. Drink less than a vias. So it won't be Mechayiv Bracha Achrona, so maybe it won't have the problem of the Bialacha. That's to get around that. However, most Paiskim disagree with the Bialacha and the Michas Yitzchak. They don't like the bracha, like the steamers of Rambam, like you mentioned, Lashon Rambam. You don't have the bracha. There's no such thing shi'ika by bracha v'shaina. Even if you drank your vis in the beginning, chesh to your severes or achilas pras, you don't have to make a bracha achrena, not bracha. And same thing brings down the chavadas and chelik vav simin yer aleph and shuvas yabiyima and chelik vav arachayim simuch of zayin. And same thing speaks out the shuvas tzitzeliyaza and chelik yedbeis simin aleph ois chav. And Sending speaks out the Sefer Zois HaBracha and page 53 quotes the Sefer from Vayashim that we don't like to be Halacha. So it comes out Ladina, according to the right Paiskim, that we hold the Bracha Shaina, even small in Shuriko, even small Shuriko. When I break a Shaina in the morning and take Zips out today, even though it's more than the Shia 72 minutes, the Bracha Shaina does never. There's never a shiriko by bracha v'shaina. It's only bracha achrona shiriko, and not by bracha. The shiriko is only bracha achrona, and not by bracha v'shaina. I did speak out on my Shabbos Hagadol Joshua. I did throw in one thing over here. I'll throw in right now. According to this, many achrona yes a kasha on the svardim. The svardim, we make a bracha on all four cases. However, the svardim make a bracha on the first case. And the third kais. They don't make on the second kais. So Paiskim, the Svarish Paiskim asked, L'chaira, sometimes in the first kais, the second kais, is more than 72 minutes. So L'chaira, you should be able to, you have to make a bracha shrine on the second kais also. So the answer of Adi Yosef said is no kasha. Because we hold Ladina, that you have, that the Sheikos only got a bracha shrine, and not bracha shrine. So I make bracha on the first kais, even though it takes 72 minutes. There will be a marriage between the first kais and the second kais. You don't have to make a get a bracha v'shaina. Because the Shirika is only got bracha achrayna, not a bracha got to be bracha
vishayna. So isn't it a question on us that we do make a bracha?
Huh?
Why do we make a bracha?
Why do we make a bracha? Faket, huh? No, your kasha should be, why don't you make a bracha achrayna? That's a bigger kasha. Why don't you make a, between the first kites and the second kites, why don't you make a bracha achrayna? Because more than Shirika. That's Shirika, that's even a bigger kasha. Huh? Bracha Shana, because each one's a mitzvah by itself. That's why we make a bracha. Really, you shouldn't. The Shaila and bracha at all, but the mitzvah, we hold that each one's a mitzvah, that's why we make a bracha. The Shaila, the bigger Shaila is, but it's not for now. It's not for now.
So those that argue on the Bir-Halacha, what is the Bir-Halacha losing out on a
bracha Shana? So I said that the way to avoid the problem, don't drink your beer in the beginning, so you never have Shaila and bracha Shana.
Right. But those that argue, why do they argue?
They argue because no, there is a shiriko, but you don't have to worry about it. Bracha Shana, I was a mitzvah that I still want to keep on drinking. Why should I make a bracha chayna? Why should I make a bracha chayna? I made bracha Shana. I planted zip two lot all day. Why should I make a bracha chayna? If the halacha is telling you a chiddush, he has no mocker. He says, why are you losing out on bracha chayna? It's a chiddush by a bracha. Kash is I make a bracha shayna. There's no shir ikos. So man, it goes for the whole day, and that's it.
What happens to the
bracha
chayna?
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about it.
It's a big deal. Then.
Right. They hold the ones that argue on bracha, it's no big deal. So you don't make a bracha chayna. You still pay. Why not? And if I can't, they might hold the shayla from bracha batala. Why should I make a chayna? I bracha shayna tzvicha. I can make it. Because if I make the bracha chayna, I have to make it a bracha shayna again. Maybe it's a bracha shayna tzvicha.
Can't
Have what?
Then you keep
yeah, but still the question is, after the first drink I had a Revius,
yes, I should make 2 hours later I have another Revius. Your bracha corona is still there, right?
Huh?
No,
that's a Kabei Nuan. According to the Halacha, you lost out on the first one.
You lost out on the first one. You still make a brother at the end.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but still on the first one. Okay.
So according to the Halacha, you should be drinking your Revius all the way through the day.
According to the Halacha, well, if you don't... Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but you're allowed to make Mei Brachas Chayim, but without making a Bracha Shein Tzvicha or Bracha Vatala.
Right.
Yeah. You have to. I'm not getting complicated.
That's the runner. They never do it again. It's all this because the whole day you're running into problems.
Yeah, but you have to worry about Bracha Shein Tzvicha also. If you know you can drink out coffee throughout the whole day, you can stop making Brachas again. But if you're not Mishana Mokum, you run into Shiloh making Bracha Shein Tzvicha because really you should not be making Bracha because the first Bracha covered it. Yes, no problem. What?
If you have the coffee in the morning and we said you've got a half an hour, you're going to be drinking coffee every day. So within your first half an hour, you make a bracha achrayna, but you still have intention for the whole day for coffee. So do you do another achrayna or that achrayna passes?
Once you make the bracha achrayna, you misalik, you have to make another bracha achrayna again. You can't say, I'm making bracha on this coffee, but I want to hold on to the bracha achrayna I made before. Can't do it. Once you misalik, you're not. Just you mentioned, we're going to talk about blineda. Next year, we're going to talk about. Can you make a bracha chatzoin? Let's say I have apples and I drink something. Can I make a bracha on an apple? I have a mind just for the apple and not for the drink. Can you do such a thing or not? There's a whole big bracha chatzoin. Alright. Me'inyan, one more thing. We mentioned from the Mog Avraham and from all the Achreinim, the Shir Dalminim is a Shar V'chaimish. 72 minutes. That's 72 minutes. And same thing speaks out in Mishneh Berurah. And Chashulchan, Mishibun Sifkot Ches, Chashulchan Sifkot Ches, they all speak out 72 minutes. Luchud is a stira, Mishneh Berurah, Mogen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah, and other Paiskim. And Simon Tov Nun Tes, that's Hilchas Pesach, by making matzahs. There, the Mechava, I quote the Lashon of Mechava. Mechava says in Tov Nun Tes Siv Beis, La Yenicho, He Isab, La Yesik, Afil Reg Echad. When you make the dough and you bake the matzah for Pesach, you should make sure that there's not a minute go by without working with Issa the whole time. The Chosman Shemesaskin by, even if all the time you're working on the dough, I feel a kayon. You have the same piece of dough all day. Ain't no machlis. Doesn't come chametz. The menicha of leisik shir meal. If you let it 8 minutes alone, the piece of dough without working on it, have a chametz. It turns into chametz. What's a shir meal? Who have a vias shah the chelik meesin nashah? It's a vias a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes. A chelik meesin nashah, which is another 3 minutes, which is 18 minutes. That's a shir meal. And Ramad's myself. Yesh lahachmel lemayer beinyan asiyas matzahs ki yesh lahes ishuwek, even ishuwek to play around the matzah with the dough all day. Why? Ki yesh lachash ishashiyas yitztaf l'shir mil. Because the shiyas will be mitztaf to shir mil. Or shir makam cham shemach. Or you do baking the matzah in a warm place, it should not be machmets. That's why if you notice, you ever go to a bakery, they have fans by the oven. That's the reason they have a fan. It should be machmets. So Mogavam speaks out, then in Tafkun Tetsif Kun Gimel, he says the Ashitas that hold, it's based Chumche Shah, is a Shir Mil. What's that? That's 24 minutes. 24 minutes is Shir Mil. So Mela, so Dal Milim comes out, it's 96 minutes. If each meal is 24 minutes times 4 is 96 minutes. 96 minutes. And not 72 minutes. And the Biagra in over there in the Tufnan test says each shir meal is 22 and a half minutes. And therefore, Dal Milim is a shor v'chetzi, hour and a half, 90 minutes. 90 minutes. And the Bialach over there brings down the Shitas Agra that by Matzah Chatchila you should do it 18 minutes. Shasat Chak, if you serve the Shitas Agra, that you have 22 and a half minutes. And you don't ask the Matzahs if it's happened 22 minutes to make it to begin to make the matzah. So chura, according to them, why we 72 minutes, we should make either 90 minutes or 96 minutes. Why is it 72 minutes? This is the achrenia sakasha. Why we go the kula? Why are we taking the 72 minutes here? We see by matzahs you keep either 90 minutes or 96 minutes. So this kasha I found in Kseis HaShulchan. Kseis HaShulchan, in Simen Mandalat Sifkot Nei, he gives a teretz, he says like this, that since it's a shayla, so mele it's a Safik Brachas, and we say Safik Brachas Ahoko. It's a Safik Jarbonon. So mele, so therefore we say the Shi'iko is 72 minutes. Even though normally, by matzahs, by other things, you might keep 90 minutes, 96 minutes. So mele, so all the Paiskim are Semech Dal Milim, is a share of 72 minutes, not more. You find Moshe, when Moshe says in the Tshuva, I mentioned share many years ago, he says, the Gabe, davening in the morning. Davening in the morning, Rai says from Mishneh Berurah, from Bialoch and Sim Pei Tes, that 72 minutes. You can daven to the Eved, you should daven by Nets or after Nets, but the Eved, you can daven until 72 minutes before Nets. You can start davening. That's what Mishneh Berurah and Bialoch Paskins like that. But this was the Bialacha holds. When it came to oil embargo in 1974, so at that time, many communities across the United States, it came out they couldn't start down before 8:30. So Moshe came out with a start in Chiddush. He passed him like the Grah that each meal is 22 and a half minutes, and therefore, Dal Milim is 90 minutes. So he said, B'shat Tchak, you could daven, start davening 90 minutes before Nets, before sunrise. Today, Marshall, the community in South Bend has a problem. Detroit has a problem. Because by them, sometimes, because they're closer to Chicago, but they're still Eastern Standard Time. So they have a problem a number of months during the year. Detroit has a problem, not as big as South Bend, but the communities in Indiana have a serious problem. So Megas, they have to be Semichan, the Shitas of Marshall, of 90 minutes. But you see, we are Semichan 90 minutes. But over here, since it's talking about a bracha, we say Sefer Brachas Lahakal, and in Mela, we take uniform of 72 minutes, and the Ladino we hold side by Chila and side by Shtia. Which certainly, if you make a bracha within those seven, then you can make a bracha side by Chila Me'etas and side by Chila Me'ubah.
Why did your Moshe go to 96 minutes? Huh? Why did he go to 96 minutes?
He held the Ladino like the Grah. He didn't hold the Ladino like the Mogan Vron. There is another Shita, even a bigger Shita. There's a Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita holds 5 mil, not 4 mil, 5 mil. So if you take 24 minutes times 5 mil, You have 120 minutes. There are some peskim that wanted me make, but we didn't. No one accepted it. No, we're talking about on tefillin you can make a bracha. Talis you can make because talis is halacha of yakas chaver. That's something else. But tefillin you can make a bracha.
So when you 72
minutes? 72 minutes you can make a bracha. Next week I'm gonna be out of town. There's no shir. If anyone here is not on the email list for the shir schedule, please sign up with the Alicia over here, and you'll be on email so you're up to date when the shir are canceled. Okay. Sure, no?